When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All right, I made a list. This is what I made a list of. I was thinking of this because Kingsley Suamataia met with the media earlier today. But before I play that for you, I want to play what Andy Reid had to say about Kingsley Suamataia, who met with the media today. He was asked about his development at guard.
Yeah, it looked like he learned as he went. It was rough, obviously, early. And expectations are high. You come into a championship caliber team and thrown in there at left tackle, and it's not always the easiest thing for a young guy. So, but I think it was a great experience when you, and I think that'll tell itself out as he goes forward.
So that was Andy Reid talking about Kingsley at left guard. Kingsley Suamataia, he met with the media. He said he's excited about this.
Went against one of the best D tackles, and you know, I got some good words from him after the game. So. Definitely stuff to take in and just to improve on.
What did he say?
Just said, you know, for playing guard my first time, he said I did pretty good. So, and I've known him growing up. So,
Who was it?
Zach Allen. Yep.
All right, I made a list for you guys. I think you guys will appreciate this list. These are the five most important Chiefs players to me. Obviously, this team's not good if Patrick Mahomes isn't good. I think we get all of that, but I think these are the guys that they're going to need to have big season from, that move the needle, that are very important to the Chiefs getting back to a fourth straight Super Bowl. Number one, Rob, you remember how on the Knicks, I could tell you how the Knicks performed solely based off how Josh Hart played. I don't think Josh Hart was their best player. I don't think he was close to their best player. But if you just showed me Josh Hart's stat line, I could tell you how the Knicks play, and I could tell you if they won or lost. This season, I can tell you how good the Chiefs offense is based off Hollywood Brown. Just him. I don't need to see anybody else's offensive numbers, just Hollywood Brown's. If Hollywood Brown's offensive numbers are like they were last year where he was hurt, the Chiefs were 17th in points scored last year. They didn't have Hollywood Brown for basically the entire season. Their offense was kind of eh. Now they had other injuries, sure. You just got to show me one person's. If you showed me right now that Hollywood Brown had 825 yards, I find it hard to believe that the Chiefs don't have a top five offense in the National Football League next season. If he has that kind of season, a lot of other things went really, really good for the offense. So Hollywood Brown is near the top of my list. I'm being serious. I don't need to see the production of really anybody else on their offense other than Hollywood Brown to tell you how well their season was and what the ceiling of their offense was. They lost him from the very beginning. Their ceiling just wasn't going to be super high. It's a game of numbers. How many different weapons, how many different guys can you throw at teams? Having him in the mix, even if you have an injury to Rice, even if you have an injury to Worthy, and he's stepping up and having a big year and having a game where he has six catches for 85 yards and a touchdown, that'll tell me how good the Chiefs offense can be. So he's number one on my list. I will continue to bang the drum. We know Rob's not going to bang it, Isaiah Pacheco, every move that they made in the running back room this offseason was based off of Isaiah Pacheco was going to be back, he's going to return to normal, and he's going to be healthy. I know that you guys put everything that went wrong last year on the offense on their offensive line, and I get that point. One of the things for me is when the Chiefs are one-dimensional and can't get dynamic plays from their run game, they're a kind of easy offense to deal with. Now, you still got to deal with Mahomes and his ability to improvise, and you still got to deal with Andy Reid and his creativity. But when you make the Chiefs largely one-dimensional, or you take away explosiveness in the run game, and the Chiefs have those games where Mahomes throws it 12 out of 13 times and they're not balanced, you can manage the Chiefs' offense. Them getting back to having an explosive run game, and I'm not saying you need to be elite at it, but if you end up having a guy that runs for 900 yards, that gives you 4.6 yards per carry, and just gives you some kind of home run threat, it drastically changes their offense. So I got Hollywood Brown and Isaiah Pacheco. Two of the guys on the offensive line seem very, very simple to me. Kingsley Suamataia and Jalen Moore. Every offseason question that the Chiefs have is based off one concept. How do you feel about the left side of their offensive line? For the most part, they didn't really change anything on offense. I mean, the running back room is largely the same. The tight ends are the same. They brought back all the same wide receivers. Their team on offense is very, very similar to the one that played in the Super Bowl. What they are hoping is, A, guys can stay healthy. You'll have Rashee Rice. You'll have Hollywood Brown be healthy. That's one thing that you're counting on. You're also counting that you didn't take too much of a dip on the left side of that offensive line. So Kingsley Suamataia and Jalen Moore, however you want to flip them on the list, this guy's more important than the other guy. One plays left tackle, one plays left guard. I'm perfectly fine with having that conversation when it comes to positional value. But the biggest question heading into the offseason for this team is, what about the left side? It's really one of their few question marks. The Chiefs don't have many question marks on their team. You might not love the answer, but you at least know what the answer is. You know their safeties. You know the linebackers. You know the corners. You know the offensive pieces. I don't think anybody can tell you how the left side is going to go for the Kansas City Chiefs. They have a left guard who doesn't have a lot of experience and a left tackle that doesn't have a lot of experience. So those are two of my other people. The last person on this list is Charles Omenihu. His impact in the second half of the season, you could see. George Karlaftis was a different player when he was on the field, but it didn't really register into numbers for Charles Omenihu. He had six tackles last year. He had one sack last season. He wasn't a guy that really had a big year and put together a big season. Now, he was injured, missed a significant amount of time. If you're going to have him from day one and you're telling me that their plan is going to be Charles Omenihu, George Karlaftis, Chris Jones, and then everybody else sort of get in where they fit in, and you get back to having a dynamic pass rush, one that can get after the other team's quarterback and continue to be disruptive, we're talking about, once again, one of the five best defenses in the National Football League. I trust their linebackers. I like the Christian Fulton move a lot. I think it gives them a lot of versatility at corner. I think they got a very young and talented secondary with the safety position. There's a lot of things to like about their defense.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.